Well, the history of the Central West is complex and complicated, something artist Rebecca Wilson explores with her show that opens at Lithgow's Gangang Gallery later today. It features stories from the arrival of European settlement, Aboriginal hero Windradyne, and the Chinese bushranger Sammy Poo. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, Mel. How are you?
Well, thanks. Thanks for hanging on the line.
Pleasure.
As we were talking winter songs. Rebecca, you don't ever go for the easy subjects, do you? You always like to delve into, I know that I spoke to you over the history of Kate Kelly, of course, the somewhat tragic story of the sister of Ned Kelly. What is your current show looking at?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the Kate Kelly, and you did such a lovely story when I had that work travelling around. When I was researching Kate, I came across a lot of connections between Forbes and Hill End. Hill End was even called Forbes for a short time in 1860. A lot of people don't know that. But so with the Kate Kelly work, there was a couple of stories. There was the Fosters who Kate Kelly had married into their family. And the Fosters were well known around the Pyramal. And so from there, I started to explore other stories. And a lot of the stories from the Gold Rush era and white settlement are just naturally quite gruesome.
Indeed, yeah. Tell us about this guy, Sammy Poo, and he was a bushranger, but I wonder if he did he have connections to the Gold Rush as well?
Yes, he was well known across various gold fields, and I think from the Ovens River to the Chiron and the Macquarie, he was known. I think he must have been an indentured slave when he first arrived, and I think he probably got jack of it, actually, and did the runner. People knew him as a sort of small-time thief, and he started sort of escalating his crimes, and he was known as actually focusing on his own countrymen. Actually, he would bail up groups of Chinese who were, you know, heading in between towns from the gold fields, and he knew that they would roll up gold into small sort of canvas rolls and put it, tuck it up underneath their plaits. So he knew he would get them to line up, and he'd, you know, remove the gold from their plaits, and he would say to them, you know, stay there, don't turn around, and he would back into the bush and disappear. He is Australia's only Chinese bushranger, and there's been some other sort of interest in him recently, and now there's questions over whether he was actually the guilty party, but he did end up being pursued by undercover police, and there was a shootout, and the policeman came off second best. After that, they hunted him down, and in that fight, he was terribly wounded, but they let him recover in hospital, and then he was finally hanged in Bathurst.
Wow. And where do you find all the material for this history? Some of it is not as well known. People like Kate Kelly and Sammy Poo. Where do you research?
Oh, look, I really love research, and I will just go digging through all sorts of files. So we're lucky that we live in a time where a lot of files from the National Library are being digitised. So I will, you know, really go through a lot of files that I can find. And on the web too, it's really interesting what things are floating around that get published. So it might be someone's research that's in a PDF format that might somehow be free to the public, old newspapers, family history groups are really great, going to museums. Really, it's kind of like investigating, you know, it's sort of like a treasure hunt for me.
And then, of course, as you go along, the imagery grows in your mind, and that then influences or causes you to paint what you paint?
Yeah, so one thing influences the other, you know, and so as you find one story that, you know, inadvertently leads to you uncovering something else, and then you follow a thread. And one of the things that I really cherish is spending time in my studio and just developing ideas and trying to interpret stories in a really creative and imaginative way and tapping into, you know, the sense of mythology. And I think as humans we sort of describe ourselves through perceiving things in a sort of black and white, like, you know, heroes and villains, and we see ourselves in people, and so then it starts to sort of flesh out from there.
As I said, we've only touched on a few of the fascinating stories that you've got in the exhibition, others including Windradyne, the Aboriginal warrior around the Bathurst area. So fascinating. Now, the best thing I guess people can do is to find out more is head along to the exhibition and you can find out more about your book as well, A Portrait of Landscape and Time in Hill End, Myth-Making Heroes and Villains. How can people go along, Rebecca?
Well, today we're doing an opening celebration. We set it all up last week. It's been open to the public since the 24th of May. But today we're at Gangang Gallery from 2 o'clock, probably till 4 or 5. Summer Hipworth from S Bank House is kindly going to do some opening words. I'll do a floor talk. We've got a musician. I think it'll be a really lovely afternoon if people want to come along. If you can't make it today, it's open until the 24th of June. And, of course, I've got the book available. We've got prints, and the exhibition has all the images with story cards next to each work, so you can engage with the imagery as well as the information.
Yeah, allow enough time to read all that background information, I suppose. Really gives you the stories behind the pictures as well. Rebecca, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much, Mel. Thanks for your support.
Rebecca Wilson, artist based in Hill End, who really interweaves history into her art and the research that she does and how that relates, I guess, to how we think about the people of the past and what they did, the myth-making heroes and villains, as she calls it.